The love of God surpasses all things. And when I think of Arise and how wonderful a ministry this is for you, asking for help is never a weakness. Don't go this journey alone. There are people here and people willing to share with you their experience today to hopefully encourage you, support you, and to love you.
This is week two of our series, This Is My Story. We sit down with four adults raised by single parents, each with a different story and a different perspective. In this episode, we are going to examine the word perseverance. Listen as Gene Carlsward tells his story of being raised by a single mom and the gift of perseverance that he received through it. Your story, it can be a story of perseverance as well. At the end of it all, you are going to discover through Gene's story that your story can find itself full of hope and perseverance. Single mom, this is your story.
I'm Gene, and this is my story. I was young when my parents divorced, but old enough to remember the hardships of seeing two people you love battle over custody, the courts, and child support. Looking back at this memory specifically, I can remember my mother never saying anything or sharing anything derogatory about my father or family. Even to this day, she's never uttered anything ill towards him or them. To her, what was said in those closed doors. I can't say the same for everyone else in the heat of the moment when angry thoughts can become words about each other outside of the courthouse. So perseverance was the first word that came to mind when I was asked to share my story. Perseverance was something I saw in my mother from the moment of divorce to this very moment, and no doubt I feel the rest of her life. All the gifts God blessed her with, I'm the most thankful for the gift of perseverance. Though I couldn't see it as a child or a teenager, as obvious as I do now, she was teaching me an invaluable lesson of life without possibly recognizing it. I know because as a parent now, there's something to do with the responsibility to care and to provide for a child that is simply magnified more in a single parent. I wasn't necessarily a bad kid, but I had my moments. Dennis the Menace with a short temper. I have ADHD, literally the poster child for the disorder, and its birth in the 80s. Not many kids can say they have a letter from their school in kindergarten that politely says your child cannot come back to school here. They tried placing me in special needs classes, but even the teachers there weren't equipped to handle my attention disorder. I needed a lot of supervision, and I'm not kidding. I could wander off at a moment's notice. I was easily influenced. My actions would travel faster through the neuron path of my body than the thoughts, meaning a kid in the lunchroom could say, "Here, Gene, throw this apple." And after the throw, while everyone else is sitting down, I'm now standing and the apple hits our principal right in the back. And he yells for me to go to the office. And all the while I'm thinking, what just happened? I could go on and tell you thousands of stories. I mean, literally almost blew up my science lab class in seventh grade. I put some flasks up next to the gas spouts before class. I didn't realize the gas was on. Later, when we were doing the experiment, the flame touched the flask and they started shooting towards the ceiling. Boom, boom, one after another. A girl sitting next to me in the early 90s with the hairspray, curly hair, her hair catching fire. And from this point on, my mom visited the school a lot, and or a police officer visited us late at night. As a kid or a teenager, I had no concept of what my mom was enduring, what a strain I placed on her during her commitment to working full-time or having two jobs or going to night school or even finding time for a relationship with anyone. She never gave up and she never gave in and she never gave out on me, her family or herself. And I'm reminded of this greater sense of the love that God has for all of us. His love will never give up, give in, or give out on you no matter what you face in this life. We weren't absolutely alone. We had tremendous support along the way, which I'm thankful for. Our friends, our family were always there in some capacity. We never really had a church family or a ministry partner like Arise growing up until my senior year of high school when those things began to change. As I encouraged them to join me in church in Alpharetta, Georgia, There was the very beginning of Pastor Andy Stanley at North Point Community Church. My mother had remarried when I was in eighth grade, and my stepfather was a wonderful role model and influence for me personally, along with my half-brothers and sister. She got her college degree in education while I was in high school. My mom teaches at an elementary school, working with a lot of kids with special needs. Her kindness, her love for others, her patience, and perseverance all served a purpose through many trials of life to serve where she is now. Friends and family, if supported by them, are a wonderful thing. But I want you to take a moment to encourage you to find a church to call home. When you know, you'll know. The love of God surpasses all things. And when I think of Arise and how wonderful a ministry this is for you, asking for help is never a weakness. Don't go this journey alone. There are people here and people willing to share with you their experience today to hopefully encourage you, support you, and to love you. Mom, I want to take a moment to thank you for your unconditional love, your patience, and your heart to persevere. You have been a wonderful encouragement for me and our family and so many others. I love you, Mom.
Jean, I am so thankful that you didn't clean up your story. You bravely shared about your past, and we all can learn from it. Jean's story is a powerful picture of perseverance. Every step of the way, he was learning this valuable lesson through his mom and through his own actions. Perseverance is a quality that will help you throughout your life, but it can also strengthen your relationship with Jesus. Mary Magdalene found this to be true in John chapter 20. The story begins after Jesus was painfully murdered on the cross and put in the tomb. And this tomb was like a cave that was then closed with a large stone, and Mary went to visit the tomb early in the morning. When she arrived, she found that the large stone had been moved and Jesus was missing. Have you ever felt like Jesus was missing? In a panic, Mary rushed away to find Peter and John. The two disciples and Mary then ran back to the tomb to find it empty. Confused and in disbelief, the disciples then went home. They just gave up, I guess. Have you ever felt like giving up? But Mary stayed. She persevered. Scripture tells us that Mary stayed and cried at the entrance of the tomb. You see, perseverance isn't always beautiful or easy. Sometimes it looks like a weeping Mary next to an empty tomb. Mary's perseverance paid off. Her weeping was interrupted by two angels and then Jesus himself. Mary was the first person to see Jesus after he rose from the dead. She was the first person to touch him, to speak to him, to encounter the risen Jesus. It was Mary who kept coming to the tomb. The last place she had seen Jesus, it was Mary who stayed. It was Mary who persevered. It was Mary who found Jesus. This story and Jean's story, it reminds us that we must continue to approach Jesus. We must persevere as moms, as friends, as Christ followers. Have you ever had that Mary experience where you just felt like you couldn't find Jesus? We cannot give up when we feel like Jesus isn't there anymore. We must keep going back to the place where we last saw him. Wherever or whatever that place is for you, persevere. Show up again and again because Jesus, he is there. He will reveal himself to you. The best part about this, single moms, is your children are watching. Jean learned about perseverance by watching his mom. He now gets to tell his story, and that powerful word that his mom walked out daily is the title of his story. Give your children the gift of perseverance. Keep going. Keep showing up, even when the tomb is empty. Jesus is not far away. Read through John 20 yourself and be reminded that perseverance pays off. This is Jean's story. This is Mary's story. This is your story. You can persevere.
Thank you for listening to the Single Momcast. To watch Jean's video and other videos from this series, go to arisesinglemoms.com.